what's the big resort town in North Carolina that I mentioned a minute ago? Sounds like the capital of Tennessee.
Nashville. Uh-huh. What did you say about that?
Asheville.
Asheville. Well, I almost made it.
That's right. What about, name me three cities in Tennessee.
Memphis.
Okay.
Nashville. And
where's the University of Tennessee? I bet you know that.
I bet I don't know that.
I bet you see Vanderbilt. No, Vanderbilt's in Nashville.
Oh, it sure is. Well, I didn't know that. I just don't keep up with any of these things.
Okay, how about Knoxville?
Knoxville, yes, but I was thinking of another one where my aunt lives and I can't even remember that.
Is it a big city?
Well, it's not big, but it borders.
What about the one that is real close to Alabama? I guess it's the closest big city to Alabama, where Rock City is. Ruby Falls and...
Chattanooga.
What's a couple of big, or names all the cities you can think of in Georgia?
Atlanta, Marietta.
What's the one on the Gulf of Mexico? That's not on the Gulf of Mexico, it's on the Atlantic coast in Georgia. Savannah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the little Georgia town that's associated with Fort Benning, Georgia? Do you know that?
No,
but
the only place I can think of there. Oh yes, there's Augusta, it's in Georgia. But Rome, I hated that place. I hate Georgia.
You ever been to Macon?
Mm-hmm, been through.
Now what about Columbus? You ever been to Columbus? That's the town I hate.
Yes.
I was stationed there.
And then there's Phoenix.
Phoenix City, yeah. That's Alabama though. Alright, what's the big city in Louisiana?
New Orleans.
Okay, what's the capital of Louisiana?
New Orleans. No, it's not.
Baton
Rouge. Oh, that's right.
What's a big city in Ohio?
I think I was Akron, but it's not Akron because Jimmy's main office was there.
Okay, first word is... Okay, what's another one? First word is one I want to say. Sin.
Pardon?
The first syllable of the one I'm looking for is sin. Okay, and a big city in Kentucky?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. Now we're through with all that. That's the hardest part of the questionnaire to get through.
Would you believe that when I was in school, I had an A in civics?
Yeah, I believe it. I wouldn't have gotten
half of it.
But
you know how I got it? I memorized everything that I did. Now, it wouldn't have done for 2 or 3 days later for the instructor to give me that test again because I would have made an F.
I know how you feel. I did the same thing when I passed.
That's the only way that I could get through.
When I passed my German exams here, I sat down and learned 3,000 German words and just memorized them. And it took me about 2 months to learn. I went through cards every day.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 months after I took the German exam and passed it, I couldn't read a word of German.
It's reflex.
And I've hated myself ever since for not doing it.
Now my son is different. The 16-year-old,
mm-hmm.
he just remembers everything, all these little details. Now Melissa is like me, she'll memorize. And I hate that. I don't know how to change her, but...
I've had that trouble. When I would take a test in school, sometimes I couldn't think of the answer, but I could see where the answer was on the page of the book that I had read it from. I memorized the whole page, but I couldn't call it.
I had to write a poem in class, and I could not spell the word ass. I wasted 50 minutes.
The word what?
Ass. Ass. I didn't say just one thing.
Okay. Thank you.
I really couldn't.
I
wrote the whole thing.
I bet it gave you a little trouble.
Oh, kids.